of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, December the 30th.
Oh my gosh,
2022, last Friday of the year. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning here, and good morning to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, everybody.
Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
So last Friday, we'll be broadcasting here on KCNR, the last Friday of the year.
Yeah, you almost made it sound like we were leaving.
No, I mean, it's the last Friday of the
year.
Did
it sound like that to you?
I was nervous for a moment.
Well,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's the last, I mean, it just, when you look at the time, and I haven't been here in a while, and it just feels like,
Do you like the new paint we put up?
I haven't even... Yeah.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
What is there a special day out there?
Oh. Does anyone like bacon?
Ooh.
Bacon.
Remember that bacon day?
What?
Is it National Bacon Day?
It's National Bacon
Day. Yeah.
Boom.
Remember the bacon? What was it? A commercial. The dog. Bacon. That's funny. Maybe you can find a little snippet.
I saw something yesterday. They said they're not selling them anymore. You know, they're getting ready to stop selling them. They're called the Happy Pot. And what it is, or Happy something, you drape the bacon over, and they're divided into sections. So you drape the bacon over it, put it in the microwave, and all the grease goes down to a little receptacle they have in it, and it makes your bacon perfect. You know, of course, they show everybody trying to fry bacon in, you know, the stove's catching on fire, all these other things. And the only thing I could think of was, wow, bacon. I haven't had bacon in a week. So, okay, National Bacon Day. That's great.
Yeah.
It's National Linda Day.
Well, you guys, let's talk about the weather because we're speaking about bacon and dogs, and we have our pet of the week here, and I'm very excited. But before we go there, let's talk about, as you tune in, it's currently 44 degrees, so it's not super chilly outside, but it's wet. It is so wet, and our highs today will be 55, so we just have 100% chance of rain. And as I go through and I do look at the little boxes, you know, it's interesting to see how that's printed out from the National Weather Service. We will have rain tonight as well with the overnight lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for rain, then chance of rain. That's not even, I just think that's funny. Rain, then chance of rain with a high of 57 Saturday night. Now it looks like it may clear up tomorrow night with overnight lows of 38. There we go. With the chilly weather. Now on New Year's Day, which is our anniversary, by the way, sunny with a high of 55, and Sunday night partly cloudy, then a chance of rain with overnight lows of 37. Monday, 90% chance of rain again, and then Tuesday, once again, rain with our highs of 47 and our overnight lows of 37. That's a little bit of our forecast here through the weekend. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, where they are owned by the family, the Kinney family, where veterans and seniors always get discounts. Our friends, our customers are our warm friends. 365-3793.
And by the way, it's 7:08 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with
Katrina,
the dog whisperer, the cat whisperer, the snake whisperer, everything.
Pet of the week from Humane.
And we have Leah.
We have Leah. She's super cute.
Oh my gosh, what a nice, she came underneath the table.
She's cute.
And, you know, I have my camera, I'm just kind of like sitting
there. Was she about 40 pounds?
I would say, yeah, she's definitely like a little pocket pity.
Pocket pity.
She came across under the table and licked my fingers. And so we had a brief
interlude
where I was scratching her behind her ears. Oh, what a nice dog.
So let's hear more
about
her.
Beautiful
eyes. Yeah. Katrina.
She's 3 years old. She's like a tan and white pit mix, super sweet. She's definitely a little ball of energy. She loves to get out. She loves to do stuff. She loves to run around. She loves to play. So she's definitely looking for a family that is going to tire her out.
Well, you can let her come over here. It's
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's over here with me now.
Yeah.
All right. And so, I love how I look forward to our Friday mornings with you bringing in Pet of the Week because, I love animals. So how are you and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year? What's been your tenure like or what your life has been like at Haven Humane this last year in 2022?
Oh, it's been amazing. We've definitely seen a lot of ups and downs in terms of having like a ton of animals and not having as many, you know, things such as that. And we've had a lot of really fun adoption promotions this year. So it's been a really good time this year. We've definitely seen a lot of changes, you know, cause we lost our vet and then got a new one.
Oh, good. We need to have her or he?
Her.
Okay. It would be wonderful to have them on as well. Whenever they get a break because
yeah,
that job is, yes. So, and we love the fact that in the past we've been blessed to be able to have a tour in the back while the dogs are being what are they neutered processed
while before. they were neutered in Spain one day
and then and then to see the people who give their time to help in that situation. So your volunteers are amazing.
Oh, yeah, our volunteers are exceptional. We really couldn't do what we do without them and without the community, honestly. It has been a very interesting year, and I think, you know, we really pulled through it just with the support of our community. It's been really amazing.
Now, for Leah, who is, you know, like you said, a little bundle of energy.
Pocket
and,
pity.
And she's 3 years old. She's not big. She's brown and white. She's cute. She's affectionate. She's over there, wants to, you know, I'm wearing my stable boots today, and she just loved that. And in fact, I think she licked the toes of my boots and going, this is a great smell. So how do people come in and take a look at her? Are we going to get a photo of her, Nathan? And we're going to put it on our chat room.
Yeah.
And so how do we do that?
So we definitely recommend you give us a call, 530-241-1653, if you'd like to schedule a meet and greet. We are still doing adoptions by appointment, but of course we do try to be pretty accommodating if you just want to walk in, you know, and take a stroll through and see if there's anyone. But definitely come ask about Leah. She also does really good with other dogs.
Okay.
So if you have another dog in your home, make sure you bring them with you so they can do a little meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it still are you still taking food or toys or?
We are still taking toys, till the very end of December, so we're almost done with that.
Okay.
Which is today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
So that completely waived your adoption.
A little attention, please. Yeah.
So that completely waives your adoption fee. So definitely come check us out these next couple of days.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, she's got freckles on her nose, too.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's got a white nose, black nose, but white around there. And she goes, as soon as you give her a little attention, she goes, oh. I like
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'm going to quiet down.
This is going to be a good dog. Yeah. And a good, if you've got kids or, you know, take her out for walks and all those kind of things. And if you bring in a new toy, you get to take Leah home without costing you anything.
Katrina, do we have, besides the toy drive right now, what is happening? Adoption fees, any of that stuff that our listeners may go, okay, I've been waiting, family's left. I've got time now with all the hustle and bustle to bring in, to consider a pet adopting the end of 2022 and in the beginning of 2023. What's happening right now?
So we are kind of wrapping up our adoption promotions that we've been doing this year as we enter into the new year. So as of right now, after, you know, as we go into January, we don't have any adoption specials going on. With that, of course, you know, we always end up doing like the Bissell Empty the Shelter a few times a year and whatnot. And I'm sure we're going to have some other promotions as well. But as of right now, we're just finishing up the year with the ones that we have.
Oh, I like that. Okay. And is the shelter full or half full or?
We have a ton of dogs.
Okay. So all right.
You want to make a good choice. You had a lot of choices there. And this is just a fine young dog.
Yeah.
So thank you so much and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to
and
you.
And let's hope that we empty the shelter next year.
Yeah, we may be in the market this year. When I say market, you know, kind of making room in our home. We're thinking about it. You know, it is a life changer, as we know.
Definitely.
Bringing a pet into your home and readying yourself with the commitment of walking, doggy park, you know, just what it is to give that attention to that animal. So people
dressing it up, putting little bunny ears on it.
I don't dress up my dogs. I never have. But, well, that's not to say Christmas they may get like a little bow around their neck or something like that.
Or a sweater. Anyway, okay, everybody, here's a good chance to start your year off with a new, warm, furry member of your family.
Yeah.
And you're gonna, are you gonna be closed tomorrow or open?
We are open tomorrow. We are closed Sunday and Monday.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You guys too.
Good luck, Leah. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology and TV for over 30 years. That's right. Don't call that 800 number. They're not going to take care of you. Doug Tooley, the owner of B&T Satellite, will take care of you. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. And he will leap out there to help you. That's right. That's B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, it's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back. Hey, Doug.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit windriver.com and find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I think we're alone now. Oh, yeah. Punk version.
Well, on some days I wonder if we're alone on the air.
You know what's interesting? Because for anybody who does radio for the first time,
you don't know.
You are like talking to yourself in the closet. And you're like, okay, this is Freakazoid because, you know, as a kid, you maybe would have a pretend friend or you'd talk to yourself in your room. And you know how it is when you're trying to find out who you are and you think you may be strange. And then you find out later in life you just are. So radio's a perfect place.
Yeah, and you sit here and you talk to yourself.
My make-believe friend.
No. Yeah, my make-believe friends out there. And, you know, so you and my, and so every so often, especially, you're right at the beginning, you go, I wonder if there's anybody out there listening.
Okay, so growing up in the country, I got to tell this story. Yeah, we have all this news, and we're going to do friends, you know.
We got all types of stuff.
Okay, but anyway.
We have 2 hours, our last
so we're just gonna
day
rip.
Of the year. This is open line, my friends. So this is a great time to call and say, hey, this is what I'd like to see in 2023. These are things that I'm so glad that 2022 is over. These are the good things I want to plan to do. So this is we don't care.
Well, now 2022 is not over
just give
yet.
Us a call.
We still have it 2 days, you know. But you know, I know.
You are raining on my parade right now.
All right. I didn't know you had the parade.
It's a short parade. It's me and one other clown. That's what it is. We're in a little.
I would applaud you.
It's a little.
Don't go into clowns.
It's a little.
You and Ted and clowns.
Oh. Last night when I was. Okay. When we get to that. Last night's show on Man Up.
It was great.
If you get a chance, you need to listen to it. Now, when the show started out, we were all laughing. Now, I'll tell you why. And this is on Ted. Because we're going to talk about this, is that the North State is in a flood watch.
And what? Yeah.
Starting
all
today,
right.
It's a flood watch. We're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. And I said, yeah, well, you know, the North State's in a flood watch. And Ted says, well, what's causing that? And he said it in front of the wrong people. I knew what he meant. Was it because there's, you know,
kind of front moving in?
And I looked at him and I said, rain? And Cremins goes to pieces. His brother-in-law starts laughing. And Ted, Ted, he can weather any storm. He said, okay.
Yep.
I got it. But, you know, what he was talking about, not just the rain, but, you know, what kind of storms were coming in. Mm-hmm. And was there dams? Because they're talking about, you know, we're going to talk about it in a minute. But if you finish up, what?
Well, now I kind of got lost, but let me. Well,
we were talking about.
Okay, last night's show, I want to tell you what I heard as a woman listening in. And, you know, they do talk about that you hear the commercials, which, by the way, you need to refresh because you said our brand new show. Well, it's a year now, so that is on the list for 2023. Not to bust your chops, but anyway. So, you know, I do it daily, but anyway. So,
when's the last time you changed yours?
It's been a while. But anyway. So going back to what you said last night, which is really interesting to hear guys talk about this, because there was a room of men that were discussing the fact that when their wife or their women say to them, or their significant other says to them, what'd you do today? To take a breath and understand that women process different than men. And what Ted was saying last night, which I thought was really great, because what he did is he acknowledged, I just need to take a breath and go through my calendar and say, this is what I'm doing today, rather than having it be like, you know, roll the eyes. He didn't say roll the eyes, but I'm seeing him maybe in the past rolling his eyes like, what, you know, I don't have time for this. But here's the reality is that, yes, and he said that last night, and I appreciate that he acknowledged, and all of you acknowledged in the room, that women process different than men. And when we say, what'd you do today, we really want to hear, I talked to so-and-so, I went here. Women do that, and we are the nurturers and the gatherers, and so we can then see in the visual aspect, I talked to this person, like you said, Senator Johansson came in yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he came in the day before, and then who you talk to. And those are good things for me because maybe I don't see you all day long. That feeds me in the sense that, oh, okay, I'm sharing your life with you. And that's how women, I think, look at it. Like,
well, I think,
you know,
I used a term that you use, draw me a picture. And so, like, guys will go.
You'll grunt.
Well, no, you have to train yourself to do this in the sense that I work today. Well, you want to know what I did at work. And, you know, to me, it's just an average day. If it's something not average, then, you know, then I'll share it. Now, sometimes I forget, and you'll go, well, when did that happen? And I say, it's a couple of days ago, and I just forgot. But we understood, we understand
days.
We have to check that box when our wives say, so what'd you do today? Because you are truly interested.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying last night. Yeah. He said, I'm not kidding. She really is interested in what I did. So he starts off in the morning where I ask you at the end of the day. And there's certain days you want to watch a program and I want to watch a program. And the next day I'll find out, or 2 days later, that something transpired and I wasn't in. And I'm worried about something and I'll send an email or I'll talk to somebody when you've already done that. So I don't even know how to get past that part. You know, I'm not sitting here talking about relationship issues, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday. But, you know, sometimes you just can't think of every little thing that's gone on. But what I want to say is that your program was really good last night. It's fun to tune in, hearing guys, talk about subject matters and then throw a little bit in there about how guys relate in relationships. Talking guys amongst guys and women listening in, which is cool. So I appreciate your program and I appreciate you guys talking about. You had some knife maker.
Well,
there.
His name is Jake Sewell, and he owns Bravehawk, Tomahawk, a Bravehawk Forge. He makes tomahawks and knives. He makes custom knives, and he turns out about 250 tomahawks a year, and about that, probably the same amount of knives. And these are, you know, replicas of, you know, different centuries.
Ooh.
If that's what you want. He teaches classes. He has weekend classes if you want to build your own knife and down in Texas. Nice young man, and just happens to be Ted's brother-in-law. And we talked about that. Sabrina will never leave her family in the Redding area, North State area. She's never been away from here. She's not going to leave. This is what Ted said. Well, Ted was wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
And now they have a little boy, and it's really a cool story.
Yeah,
we talked.
Absolutely.
I don't think that was on the air, but
no, but that is a cool story.
It is a cool story.
We talked about the severe weather, and I wanted
that.
This is something that, now, you know, Carl, every day. Or every time we go out to where the horse is boarded in Palo Cedro, we go down 44. One person was killed Wednesday afternoon after two cars crashed into each other on the intersection of Highway 44 and Silverbridge Road.
Which is where we turn.
The collision happened shortly after 2 p.m. when a motorist driving a 2000 Toyota Solara on Silverbridge Road, pulled out in the intersection with highway in front of a 2011 Jeep. I'm telling you this story because
that was
it's tragic.
Down. Right. And here's what it is right there. When you're going down the road right there to Silverbridge and then the one up at Silverthorn, which is a little bit further up, but Silverbridge, there's a left-hand turn lane. And so you've got people coming in north, south. They're traveling east. They're traveling west on 44. And somebody either missed it or whatever. And people are going along there. The speed limit is like 60 miles an hour. So,
well, the driver of the Toyota was killed, but and his name has not been notified. But this is kind of a day old, but I just thought as we're talking about the weather, and we're talking about also in the news today, I know you got a lot to talk about, but they did talk about that not only is the hustle and bustle of what happens before Christmas, there's a hustle and bustle of the returns. And what they're saying is that 59% of the returns will not probably get processed. So you just need to...
Returns of what?
Returns of presents. Returns of holiday presents.
How come, when you, but a, I don't a, understand it won't be processed.
Well, I'll pull up the article. Okay. About 59%. Right. When we talk about Amazon returns, most of the time when you look at things today and you know.
Oh, you mean getting back because of the travel problems.
Yeah, or that they're just not going to accept returns.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of that going on right now. When you look at the Amazon returns, like for instance, we got to take a break, but you know, there's a story.
Finish that story. I mean, the world's not going to end if we go a minute.
Okay.
Over.
Well, the price is falling as a store that starts at 6, goes 5, goes 4, goes 3. And I went with my folks in Sacramento, and a lot of the items in that store come from Amazon packages that have been returned or not returned or just they're clearing warehouses. So that's called falling prices. But we're seeing that more and more in the news about returns or you're just going to have issues with returns. And so the article today was talking about that it's equally as stressful to do the holiday returns as it is doing the holiday shopping. And therefore, please be careful in this weather. You're trying to get somewhere. You're late. It's rainy. It's slicky and you slippery and slick. So that's all I'm saying is that you just be calm. Understand, you know, people are stressed. It's still the end of the year. And just be really careful in this weather. Because of what happened over in 44, that's just indicative these people were just coming from Shingletown into Reading. The two people that were injured, they're in the medical center. So just be careful, everybody. This just, we bring the articles to you to have you be mindful in this moment about what you're going to do today and how you present your day.
I said the world doesn't end, you know, if it's around the time we break.
All right.
Well, and now we are so far beyond.
I'm a woman. I have to go long.
I don't even know if we should even take a break now because you've gone so far over.
Please.
You went a minute and 40 seconds over. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank.
Our bank. It is locally owned, locally operated, 4 branches, 1 in Anderson, 1 in Red Bluff, and 2 right here in Reading. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
All right, you know what I love about Gene Kelly? I know we're going to go into thank you for our sponsors. He had the flu. Talk about a pro. And everybody said that he worked until his feet bled, and so did anybody that he danced with, because he was almost militant when it came to dancing. And he had the flu with like 104 temperature on that day that he filmed Singing in the Rain. I mean, when I think, I know I can't get up, I don't feel well, you know, that image inspires me.
Well, when he was doing it, he was driven, perfectionist. When you say, gosh, I don't feel well, you've got me going, oh, honey, just like in bed, you know, and here, let me bring you some tea. And so I'm encouraging you. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's not too late to get that windshield repaired there, my friends. If you got a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's been doing this for over 20 years. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Horst. He has a free analysis and inspection that he will give to you. He'll look at it. He'll tell you, yeah, this is something you need to be fixed, or, you know, that I can repair this. But if I can't because it's just too far gone, he'll send you to a place he trusts. Now, when you think about this, isn't it kind of cool to start off 2023 with a clean, repaired windshield at very fair prices? That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. You can reach him at 530-241-8373. And Happy New Year, Jeff, because
yes.
I know he listens. He listens every morning. Good man.
Yeah.
Okay, with up to 4 inches of rain expected over the North State this weekend.
Wow.
4 inches. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for the region. That begins at 4 p.m. today, and it goes to 4 a.m. Sunday, New Year's Day. They urge residents to watch out for ponding on roadways, rising creeks and streams, and flooding in some areas. It's caused by rain. The Weather Service said 2 to 4 inches of rain expected in the valley from Friday afternoon to Sunday morning. Surrounding foothills could receive 3 to 7 inches of rain, while higher elevations could receive up to 9 inches of rain. The snow level in Shasta County will remain above 7,500 feet in elevation, what will drop down to around 5,000 feet. What elevation is the town of Shasta, Mount Shasta? It must be, what?
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, or something, Nate, or something. What is it? It's got to be close to 5,000 there. Anyway.
Yeah, they're supposed to get
a small stream advisory in Siskiyou County. They said the thing about the snow is it gives us a great start on the on the snowpack this year.
Are you talking, well, Mount Shasta is 14,000, but you're talking about the town of.
The city of Mount Shasta.
3,600 feet.
Okay, 36. Oh, it may not snow there, but you can never tell.
Oh, no,
you
it
never
will.
Can
it's
tell.
Gonna, it's kind of supposed to get 4 inches. Anyway. And, yeah.
Well, I mean, the town itself is.
Yeah, because
to get,
we have friends that have a home in Mount Shasta, and I talked with her yesterday, and she said, we haven't been able to get up there for 2 weekends. She said, I haven't taken my Thanksgiving decorations down because it got snowed in. I couldn't get in.
Okay.
So they're right by the golf course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean Pam and Rick?
Yeah.
I wonder about Lori and.
I'm sure.
Because they live kind of out of town there. Anyway, watch out, my friends. Watch out. Here comes the floods. the thing about the driving in the rain is this. It doesn't rain here very much. And so when it does, the first few days, the roads are really slick from all the oil that mm-hmm. is accumulated and on the roads. But then people will have a tendency to drive as fast in hydroplane.
We're here, right?
And then lose control of their cars. Or maybe your tires aren't as new as mm-hmm. maybe they should be, don't have the tread. And so when you pull out, like, oh, I've got plenty of room to pull out in front of this car coming. And then, you get started and your tires slip and spin, and then now you're stuck out there. So just give yourself time.
We're downtown right now. I mean, we don't have, like, the cop clock, you know, like the gun that clocks. I'm telling you right now, we're on that stretch of Market Street that's right between, you know, right there before.
Shasta and Tehama.
Yeah. So the cars that are driving by are going so fast right now. And, you know, you don't have very far before you have to brake to turn left or right.
Yeah, they're coming through here pretty quick.
Really? Yeah. Quickly.
Okay. We live in a rural area. We all know that. But more than 1,100 cities, towns, and villages in the U.S. lost their status as an urban area on Thursday. Ta-da. As the U.S. Census Bureau released a new list of places considered urban based on revised criteria.
Hmm.
About 4.2 million residents living in 1,140 small cities, hamlets, towns, and villages lost their urban designation and were bumped into the rural category. The new criteria raised the population threshold from 2,500 people to 5,000 people to make it an urban area, and housing units were added to the definition. And this matters because rural and urban areas qualify for different types of federal funding
right,
as
right.
we know, for transportation, housing, healthcare, education, and agriculture. And while there isn't a standard definition of urban or rural, the census definition often provides a baseline. And it's all about money. Places that qualify as urban are eligible for transportation dollars that rural areas aren't, and rural areas are eligible for dollars that urban areas are not. You know, like putting in Wi-Fi, maybe, you know, other things that categorize. If a doctor comes to a rural area to work, he gets a lot. He or she gets a lot of their school loans forgiven because they're working in a rural area because it's harder to get doctors out.
Like
here.
Like Weaverville.
And I'm sure education must have something to do with education, too. Anyway, it's the biggest modification in decades to the definition of an urban area. So there were 2,600 urban areas in the mainland, U.S., Puerto Rico, and U.S. islands on a new list released Thursday. And among them are 36 new urban areas that were rural a decade ago.
I
could see that because people are moving away from the cities.
Right.
And they're going to smaller towns.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that happen, look at in Idaho, up in
Boise?
No, not Boise, but up where, up to the north.
Coeur d'Alene?
Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm.
Coeur d'Alene probably was a rural area at one point, but and then now they're saying is that there's houses from the Montana border all the way across to Coeur d'Alene, you know. So, because so many people were moving up there to get away from California. So hopefully they didn't bring California with them.
This is, I think, what many people hope that... That doesn't happen. And, you know, we have friends that have moved to Idaho, but it would have been before the big surge of, I mean, maybe 10 years ago to 15 to 20 years ago, we had friends that moved, friends. My friends before Wendy. I knew you, Wendy, and her family moved, and they were Elk Grove people. Mm-hmm. They had the pear orchards. They were very, very involved in that whole Sacramento Valley. And when they were held up at gunpoint and held hostage in their home, they decided that little by little the family all moved.
This was like 20 years ago,
too. Yeah, I mean, it was longer than that. But, I mean, so Wendy moved and, you know, and then the families all moved up afterwards.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you enjoy Christmas?
I enjoyed Christmas. And
wait a minute. I'm going to be more specific.
Yes.
Did you like...
I loved... Yes. Okay. Did I love my Christmas present? I had gone in and put my and had my eye on a beautiful piece of vintage what they call, I don't know why they call it pawn, but it was the old turquoise jewelry, and this was Zuni. It was a Zuni piece, you know, like a, and they had it there at Four Winds Jewelry. And by the way, you know, I think there's one more day that's their Christmas.
Today yeah. is their
last
their anniversary
day. Their anniversary. 20%
off everything.
All right, so Four Winds Jewelry, head out there today. But yes, it was wonderful, and I'm so it adds to the collection of, you know, the stuff that I
Native
love to
American
wear. Love that stuff. 2225 Hilltop Drive, located, of course, in Reading. 222-2750. I think they're open
That's
right
their
at
phone
9.
Number. 9:30 to 4.
To 4, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Last Friday of 2022, this is Open Line, my friends, Open Line Friday. So if you got something you want to talk about, I know that Linda and I are just entertaining as hell. But we are more than willing to listen to people if you want to call in and just talk about the year or whatever. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And let me tell you, Judy Maxwell was on the show yesterday. What a knowledgeable, nice person she is. She talked about Medicare Advantage.
Oh, my God, I need to go see her.
And let me tell you that if you're Medicare Advantage is could have such a severe impact on your health care. If you're down in Sacramento and you're in that Kaiser system like your parents are, it works fine. You get up to rural areas here, and there's people that don't take it. Like most specialists will not take Medicare Advantage because of all the strings attached to it. And if you leave the area, it may not cover you. But if for more information on that or the things that are going on in the financial networks, because Maxwell Insurance and Financial are two separate organizations there to help you, give Judy a call, 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Well, when I say I need to you know, because I'm going to be 65, and I'm really worried.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. So for our listeners, if you're worried about, okay, because I've been on your insurance and at 65, you have to do this.
No, you switch over automatically to Medicare. And we'll have her on again.
Yeah, because,
but,
I mean,
TRICARE becomes your secondary insurance.
Okay, but my point is how much that happens in May. When does the paperwork start? How do you do it? How long does it take to transfer over? Is there going to be 2 months of holes? You know, I start to worry about that.
No, there are no holes.
All right.
That automatically happens. Like, Nate, when you turned 65, it was pretty much automatic for you, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
We're just older.
We're older.
I was thinking about that this morning in the shower. I'm not kidding.
Wait a minute. Are these shower thoughts?
I get brilliant thoughts. That's where I get my, creative moment. But my thought was, gosh, when my parents, growing up with my parents, if you were 65 and you worked in a government job, or my dad worked at Aerojet, you were retired. You were retired, and then you were traveling and you were doing your thing. The kids were gone. That was a typical lifestyle of
Baby boomers.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, wow, okay.
The greatest generation, I should say. It wasn't the baby boomers. The greatest generation came back from the wars and built the country. And then, you're right, at age 65, but they'd worked at the same companies all their lives.
Right. Okay. Like my uncles, we were talking about
Everybody in your family worked at Aerojet.
Aerospace. All right. Speaking of somebody who's, the great and how you're born to be and you become a great.
The greatest in the world.
And you're a leader. So Pelé,
Pelé. Okay, Brazilian soccer legend, winner of a record 3 World Cups, died Thursday at the age of 82.
He was the standard bearer of the beautiful game. And he had, I saw a special on him, and he had this bout with colon cancer, and then he got better, and then he we are not huge soccer fans, but his grace and athleticism.
We're not even small soccer fans.
And he transfixed players and fans. He orchestrated a fast food style that revolutionized the sport, a samba-like flair that personified his country's elegance on the field. He started, he was founded at 11. At 17, he was dubbed the king. In 1958, the World Cup in Sweden, the youngest player ever at the tournament. He was carried off the field on teammates' shoulders after scoring two goals and Brazil's 5-2 victory over the host country in the final.
He changed everything. He transformed soccer into art, entertainment. Soccer in Brazil elevated their standing thanks to the king. He is gone, but his magic will endure. Pelé is eternal. And you had a story where Queen Elizabeth knighted him in England, but then he came to the United States.
All right, let's talk about in 1967. This is powerful, folks. Factions of a civil war in Nigeria agreed to a brief ceasefire so he could play an exhibition match in the country. He was knighted by Britain's Queen Elizabeth II in 1997. When he visited Washington to help popularize the game in North America, it was U.S. President who stuck out his hand first. My name is Ronald Reagan. I'm President of the United States of America, the host said to the visitor, but you don't need to introduce yourself because everyone knows who Pelé is. He was the first modern black national hero, but rarely spoke about racism in a country where the rich and powerful tend to hail from the white minority.
Anyway. Pelé, he did. I remember he was so famous because he did that backward, where he was facing away from the goal, and he would leap in the air and kick that ball.
The bicycle kick.
The bicycle kick that everybody does now, but he was the first to do that bicycle kick and caught the goalie just stood there and watched as it went by.
He was 5'8". He scored against grown men with the same ease he displayed against friends back home. He debuted with the Brazilian club at 16 in 1956, and the club quickly gained worldwide recognition. It's amazing. In 1966, World Cup in England, won by the host, was a bitter end for Pelé, then already considered the world's top player. Brazil was knocked out in the group stage, angry at the rough treatment, swore it was his last World Cup. He changed his mind and was rejuvenated in 1970 World Cup in the game against England. He struck a header for a certain score, but the great goalkeeper, Gordon Banks, flipped the ball over in the bar, an astonishing move. Now, we've been watching soccer, I don't know, I think it was because maybe it was the World Cup. When we were at the National Rodeo Finals in Vegas, I remember Carl said, "Why are you so interested?" I just was interested because it's the world stage. It's like the Olympics. I get interested in the world stage. And America, the USA, was playing, and we were able to, get off in one of the casinos where they had like a big TV and everybody was watching. And it was wonderful to watch that game, because we won, I think, did we win that game or was that a tied game?
Which one?
The one that we watched in Vegas.
No, the Americans won.
All right, so that was fun, and that was, we were listening in the car through our thousands of mile journey to Albuquerque, Las Vegas, Bakersfield, and back. So,
a lot of things going on. When we come back from the news, I want to talk about Bill Maher, the HBO liberal comedian, who over the past year has had many things to say about woke culture and things that it could have come out of my mouth. But it was really interesting listening to him talk to Mark Cuban, who is liberal, owns the Dallas Mavericks or something like that, talk about woke and freedom in our country. And we'll address that when we get back. Now, tomorrow night is going to be a night of parties and people going out. Turtle Bay, Turtle Bay Park has canceled their New Year's
Eve. They have, because of the weather.
And that's what it is. It said for unforeseen circumstances, and people going, well, what were that? Well, it's the weather.
Yeah.
It's entirely the weather. They have bands out there. They have other types of things all set up, and they're worried about the safety of the bands.
I know. If you're not covered, and you think about, okay, it's one thing to, trust me, this is my history. You can have people getting electrocuted. And Nathan, you know this as well. If you don't have cables covered, or if you're on a stage that's not grounded, I've been there. I know what it is.
Anyway, Turtle Bay has canceled their New Year's Eve festivities, and we'll be right back.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With just 41 flight cancellations today, Southwest Airlines appears on a glide path for a return to normal operations.
For more than a week, Southwest customers have been feeling the pain of flight cancellations that began with a winter storm. Southwest hasn't said how many customers have been affected, but it's likely that far more than 1 million have had a flight canceled. Christina Ariazola tells WFAA-TV in Dallas that after several flights from Florida to Texas were scrapped, she decided to drive. Then she had to search a sea of luggage at Dallas-Fort Worth for her bag that had been missing for 5 days.
I've never seen anything like this. This is absolutely crazy.
She eventually found it. I'm Donna Warder.
Buffalo, New York's bouncing back following the devastating and deadly winter storm. The streets of the city largely cleared of snow, and Buffalo is reopened. Tragically, 40 people died as a result of the storm in western New York. Another indication that electric vehicles are all the rage in some circles may not be quite ready for prime time. Apparently, they don't go as far when it's cold.
According to AAA, electric vehicle owners will see a decrease in driving range, and that'll be compounded by the use of the vehicle's indoor climate control system. When the temperature drops below 20 degrees outside and the heater's used, the car's driving range drops by 41%. A AAA spokesman says as long as drivers understand that there are limitations when operating electric vehicles in more extreme climates, they are less likely to be caught off guard by an unexpected drop in driving range. Keith Peters reporting.
Volkswagen recalling nearly 42,000 Beetles because they have potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. Recall for Beetles from the 2015 and 16 model years. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Some of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair's words many years ago are coming back to haunt him. Blair had pushed for giving Russia's Vladimir Putin a larger role in international affairs.
The former KGB officer, Vladimir Putin, had been in power for just under a year when Tony Blair argued that he should be given a seat at the international top table in order to encourage him to adopt Western values. The two leaders also discussed cooperation on Russian energy supplies. But an internal No. 10 briefing note from January 2001 warned that Russian spying in the UK was already back to Cold War levels, and that Russian intelligence continued to post hostile officers to work against British interests worldwide.
That's the BBC's Frank Gardner. Israel's military says a prosecutor has filed indictments against two soldiers. They allegedly hurled an explosive device at a Palestinian home in the West Bank last month. News and analysis at townhall.com. A House majority gives Republicans a chance to take on ESG investing.
Republicans are expected to crack down on environmental and socially conscious investing, known as ESG, when they retake the House next year. ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Investing, is a broad term for attempts to invest ethically and can include actions by the government, investment firms, and banks or individuals. Proponents of ESG see it as a way to invest in companies seen as having a positive impact or that meet a set of environmental and social standards. Republicans have also raised concerns that money managers who take these factors into account may do so at the expense of profits for their clients. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The House committee is releasing 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns today. The Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee voted last week to release the returns that Mr. Trump had been trying to keep private. Former president says it's part of a political war against him. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the last Friday of 2022, today the 30th of December. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Nate's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And we asked you what you were going to be doing during New Year's Eve, and you said...
I've got family stuff.
Yeah, all types of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Linda, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to do an update with the Reading weather. It looks like it's currently 44 degrees. Rainy today with a high of 55, 100% chance of rain across the board here. Overnight lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for rain with 57. Overnight lows of 38. Maybe clearing skies tomorrow night, but New Year's Day, sunny with a high of 55. Sunday night, partly cloudy, then a chance of rain with overnight lows of 37. Monday, rainy with a high of 44, overnight lows of 37. And Tuesday, rain with a high of 47. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, where they are in Anderson, 365-3793. Now, Carl, you said before we took a break that...
Bill Maher.
That... I was going to say Turtle Bay New Year's Eve was canceled.
Yes, that was canceled.
And what we had a break, but I was trying to say is that, you know, they said for and I'll tell you what, people will go out come rain or come shine to maybe walk through for an hour, but when you've got several bands and musicians and, you have uncovered stages, even though you may put a tent, if it's high winds, someone's gonna get injured, and the reason being is that you don't have grounded stages when you put up temporary staging. And Nathan, you can attest to this because you do sound and lights and all that wonderful stuff, mm-hmm. is that I don't know if you've ever done an event where you've been out in the rain, but getting shocked is something that happens frequently.
It's a hazard of the job.
So, I'm just saying
that. Well, that's why it's canceled for tomorrow night. So, they're sorry, and you give them a call, and if you got tickets for tomorrow night, they will be more than happy to refund you or do something that you want to do. Bill Maher, who's one of his best friends is Ann Coulter. who's a very, very conservative.
Really?
Yeah. Remember when Ann Coulter was here several years ago? And she says, I get asked questions about how come I'm friends with Bill Maher. And she says, we just laugh and they're just friends. But they are diametrically opposed on many things. But Bill Maher, who is a liberal, as we all know, and he's made his living on that, he's been making statements this past year where it's, you know, about woke culture and people being canceled and people not being able to say things because they, you know, their lives are destroyed. Well, he said the other day, he said liberalism and woke culture should not be accepted as the same thing during his latest episode of his podcast. His guest was billionaire Mark Cuban. And began the conversation by decrying the arrogance of tech culture in California. I'd rather start a business in Dallas all day, every day. I will not in San Francisco, Cuban said. And Mayor agreed and said, the woke will cast this to some sort of two conservatives. No, we're not conservatives. We're not conservative. You guys don't get it. Woke and liberal are two different things. They are often the opposite of each other. Freedom should be a liberal thing. Freedom should be a conservative thing. And this is my words here. Showcasing a growing weirdness, even among liberals for woke culture, Mayer added, all my friends, at least the ones like on the coast who are our age, they all complain about their woke kids. And he was describing the woke kids with words we can't say. He added, again, these are liberal people. They're not people who voted for Trump. I'm a basic liberal, but if they tick me off too much when they cop this attitude, just don't gaslight me. Don't pretend. Don't say things like racism has never been worse. Plainly, that's not true. And he says, I've never been a guy who can play along with the BS, whether it's from the left or the right. And he's right. He's, you know, liberals are liberals. They believe in social services and other things, and a more of a nanny government, in my opinion, than conservatives do. But this wokeism, this agenda that will destroy people because of people saying the truth or saying what they think. Oh no, you can't do that. If you do that, you're never going to work again. Or we're going to dox you. Or we're going to do all these things. I mean.
And I'm a fan of Dave Chappelle.
Oh my gosh. Dave Chappelle. You know, they've canceled, you know, he was going into this comedy club, and the comedy club said, oh no, we're getting too many complaints from our gay customers. So what did Chappelle do? He goes to another comedy club and fills it up for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. People believe that, especially comedians.
Yeah, comedians,
are
you
always,
know,
many
fair
of them are
play.
Always on the edge. And things he said about Trump, would anger if, you know, conservatives, you know, it was really funny. But he does the same thing about, you know, Jussie Smollett or Jussie Smollett. He went after him from the beginning and he was condemned for that. And then he talks about transgenderism. Ben Shapiro. Reel or something.
Yeah, on a Facebook.
This girl says something about, don't you accept the science of, you know, that men and, you know, it's not just men and women. And he looks back at her and he goes, when we talk about mammals, there's only male and female mammals. You never hear about transgender walruses, it just doesn't happen. It's not a biological thing. No matter how you feel, there's only two sexes, male and female. And you may alter those, but to say that there is no such thing as male or female is you're teaching children and trying to convince people that, no, that's just absolutely not true. You have these drag queen parties that they're bringing kids to. I mean, like, really?
I guess I don't really have a problem with that because that's show business.
It's not show business when you're taking 4 and 5 and 6 year olds to drag parties. You know,
I don't have a problem with that if the drag queens are not pushing out their agenda.
Well, of course
they're showing
they
up in costume like a clown.
Well,
they take their profession very seriously. They're not going, oh darling, I don't think they're trying to talk about he, she,
no.
they.
Well, I totally disagree with you on that.
All right,
I understand that.
You need to interview a drag queen and say, I'm curious about that because they're people too. And I actually did a show with a drag queen once at a gay club. So, you know, of course that was the agenda, but in the daytime, he was a straight man. Is that weird?
No, I mean,
it was a hairdresser, but
there are men who are heterosexual. Mm-hmm. That they are heterosexual, they have families, but yet they like dressing up like women, and they like doing these, you know, like shows like this.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew one also.
Yeah.
And the only way he was outed, okay?
Okay.
Because he was pulled over after coming back from one of these.
All right.
In Orange County.
Okay.
By a deputy sheriff.
And
he was dressed in drag.
Okay.
And he hands them his ID card.
Well,
from the military.
Okay.
So the deputy doesn't say anything. Okay. But when the deputy went back, at the end of shift, and it was a female deputy, and there were a number of other service, former military in there, oh, you macho guys, well, let me tell you what I just did, who I just pulled over. And they reported him to the command, and he was out of the military in about a week. Now, this was several decades
ago. Yeah, several decades.
But there was nothing to indicate that at night, or sometimes, he would dress up like this. The fact that he handed over his ID card was absolutely stupid. There was no reason to do it. All he had to do was show his driver's license.
Well,
anyway,
I can imagine, I just think that you need to let people be who they are.
I agree.
Yeah.
But as long as you're not trying to foist your beliefs on me, if I choose not to go to one of these, and these shows are in libraries. They're not in bars. They're in libraries, and they're having, the gay drag or the drag queen reading hour with little kids.
I just don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with that. I know some listeners would be like, you've got to be kidding me. That would be like, if you don't know, okay, this is going to sound weird, because this is where my mind goes. We don't know how many teachers are swingers or they have alternate lifestyles. Do your job. And I'm saying that a drag queen, and we come in and it's like showtime. As long as they don't push their agenda.
Well, it's like, no, and nobody's disagreeing with
like
that.
It's like a clown.
I am not. Well, you might ask them if they think it's like a clown. I would believe that most of them say, oh, no, that's a clown's different.
I don't mean that a drag queen is a clown, but it is.
One thing that we discussed after the show last night, that nobody cares if you're gay or if you want to, but when you start foisting, that you have to accept it or else, then it starts to become a problem. And Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy has taken over all of the instruction at Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouses, Bass Pro Shops. He's building an extremely complex empire here, not an empire, but a school system in California to provide the best instruction on firearms safety, CCW, long gun, carbine, all of this in the state of California. He also has just opened up a gun store called Northern Firearms Incorporated, and it's right behind, it's off of Lake Boulevard, right behind the bowling alley there. I think Country Lanes or something like that. It's right behind the bowling alley on that street. He's got lots of firearms. He's got lots of ammunition. It's open 6 days a week. And that's Northern Firearms Incorporated. You can find it. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 8:17 in the morning here on the last Friday in December.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding.
with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift-giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift-giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 30th of December, the last Friday in 2022. Tomorrow night, New Year's Eve. 8:22 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. The only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, faster recovery times. They have the TAVR valve replacement over there where they don't have to crack your chest anymore and they can replace a valve in your heart. And you go home the next day. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Okay, five things we need to know. We've already talked about Pele.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what we have here is, okay, we're going to start with this. Coronavirus, White House, excuse me, number two, scheduled to hold a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss a range of topics ahead of diplomatic meetings. In January, the call was requested by Putin, and Biden accepted on the interest of what he called direct leader-leader dialogue. We also have in another article that he signed a $1.7 trillion.
Who do we have taking a phone call from Putin?
Plan to review the upcoming bilateral talks between the U.S. and Russia set for January 10th, and we'll discuss the NATO-Russia and Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. This meeting is slated for January 12th and 13th. Things with Russia have been especially tense since the country has been making military moves near its border in Ukraine. Okay, so this is the five – when I type in five things you need to know December 30th, okay? So that – number three is SCOTUS. A new ensemble forecast from the CDC predicts more than 44,000 people could die of COVID-19 over the next 4 weeks, and the U.S. endures a much-feared winter surge. Cases are rising in other countries around the world as well. In India, a sharp COVID-19 surge has been worsened by a two-week-long doctor strike, which could lead to a frontline response shortage. Oh my gosh, and I have friends that are leaving to go on a trip to India in a week. No, they leave January 8th, and they're gone for two weeks in India.
This coronavirus thing, didn't President Biden promise that this was going to be settled, you know, it's going to be finished by July of 2021? And, okay, maybe it was July of 2022. And now there's more people dying from it.
You can't promise that.
But he did. He did. Well, he said it just like Fauci said, taking a shot will prevent people from getting coronavirus. And that, it was a lie from the very beginning.
But you can't promise because things, as we sat with two doctors 3 years ago, if you recall, a dinner that we had, and they talked about how, just like the flu, is they morph into different strains.
Absolutely. But that is something that should have been presented.
In Cincinnati, so many firefighters are out with COVID-19 that the mayor has declared a state of emergency. So it's very real. Number four, South Korea has effectively agreed with the U.S. on a draft declaring the end of the Korean War, according to South Korean foreign minister. Although the war ended in 1953 with an armistice, there was never actually a peace treaty to conclude the conflict between North Korea, South Korea, and their respective allies. In September, North Korean vice minister said South Korea's call to declare an end to the Korean War was premature. All right. So the State Department spokesperson said the U.S. has no hostile intent towards North Korea and will continue to engage with its allies on the best way to handle the reclusive nation.
Well, South Korea and America could be ready for it. The North Koreans are, you know, it's like a clown car up there. I mean, every time you think they've, oh, no, it can't get any worse, oh, here comes another one. So, you know, they've got a lot to say on it.
Well, you want to talk about having a brawl. It seems that lawmakers threw punches and hurled insults in Jordan's parliament on Tuesday when a heated debate about women's rights turned physical. The lawmakers were preparing to discuss a change in the constitution to address Jordanian citizens in both the feminine and masculine tense, a linguistic update that is part of a larger set of changes backed by the king, Abdullah II, an attempt to modernize the country. Conservative parliamentarians fear the change will override the terms of inheritance or citizenship laws, which heavily and sometimes exclusively favor men. It was this point of contention that led to Tuesday's Donnybrook, they're calling it, or even
the it's a fight. And they've got a great photo of a bunch of
they are really at
people
it.
In suits going for it. Hey, President Biden has signed a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. Now, there were no reporters allowed in for the signing. And where did he sign it at? Well, he was in the Virgin Islands, staying at the house of billionaire couple Bill and Connie Neville for free. And he's been there on his vacation. Right when the big storms hit, people are dying in their cars. And where was the president? The president was in the Virgin Islands on a bike, hopefully not falling over. And they had to fly this huge bill over to him. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, we worry about global warming. We worry about all the emissions. And they had to fly it over so he could sign it. This $1.7 trillion bill in the Virgin Islands. Do you see something wrong here? I mean, does that kind of like, Mr. President, you're in the Virgin Islands staying at the home of a billionaire for free, and people are dying up in the Northeast. The storms are hitting. The, you know, Pete Buttigieg, the Department of Transportation head, has no idea. You know, he was warned by companies and attorney generals. There's going to be a disaster during this time because of the flights and all the things going wrong with the weather. And he did nothing about it. And where is Joe? He's in the Virgin Islands getting a suntan.
Okay.
Can you imagine if that had been Trump?
Golfing? Anyway, I mean,
time
the
to take
the
a
whole
break.
Thing, okay. Time 20 million, break. Hurry up. 20 million, that's the value of the Powerball jackpot after there were no winners on Wednesday's drawing. The next drawing is January 1st. So, you may
it's
want
only
to.
20 million? I don't get involved until I don't get involved. I do not get involved until it gets up close to a billion. Then it's worth my $5. Why are you laughing? It's true. Do you think I would enter a paltry $20 million, gamble $5 on a paltry $22 million? Come on. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's still not too late. You can get in today to get your last haircut of 2022. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop. As far as I'm concerned, it's the only place I'm ever going to get my haircut. It is a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, they work by appointments, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Premier, your friendly oil change. And all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know, this is the last show of the year for us because we're not going to be here this weekend. In fact, nobody's going to be here this weekend.
You know,
we're going to be running best of because, you know, the way the holidays dropped.
Yeah.
We'll be back Monday.
Yeah.
We'll be back Monday with hopefully enjoy the storm.
On New Year's Day?
New Year's Day is Sunday.
Oh, that's right. So we will be here the second. Yeah, see, that whole thing is just very interesting. Talk about interesting. We live in the most amazing planet, you know. And what I'm trying to do this year is I did a big grocery shopping trip the other day, and I was thinking about my footprint, like with plastics. It's really bothering me this year. I don't know why. Or next year, and so I got those like 5 or 6 bags that I can reuse. And even when you're in the vegetables section, they have all these plastic bags that you're supposed to put your vegetables in so they don't roll around. I've got to figure out what to do with reusable those. But anyway, so we live on this beautiful planet, and in the news today, it seems that researchers discovered just in 2022. 146 new animal, plant, and fungi species, lizard, ants, sharks, and spiders. It's just amazing.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
You know, talk about, you know, all the species that are dying out. But that's the way it's been forever. And for a variety of reasons. But then finding all these, I saw a documentary on, they're looking for new types, new species in the Amazon rain jungles, and having to climb on these mountains to find specific where they think they're at. And they did. They found a new type of frog, and I mean, that nobody had ever discovered before, and it was there. Hey, by the way, the lake's up.
Yay.
Lake Shasta's up a half a foot since yesterday. And over the last, it's almost close to 2 feet this week. So now, you know, at the end of the year, and I don't want to be a bummer, but you look back on people who have passed this year, and Kirstie Alley,
she started
Cheers, and so many other things passed. Louis Anderson, the comedian, Peter Bogdanovich, director of and the Sopranos actor, died January 6th.
Oh, he has a
Twitch.
That just shocked us all.
Yeah, Stephen Twitch Boss. And the only reason I knew him is because I love you, I'll sit there and watch shows that you like, and that's true love. So you think you can dance. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the judges. And it just seemed,
he started off dancing
and
in that competition.
It was a total surprise to his family. He left without his car, and they say he never goes in, you know, mm-hmm. always in his car.
Right.
And he committed suicide. Tom mm-hmm. Browning. Now, you probably don't know who that is, but he threw a perfect baseball game, which means not one person got on base. And it's a perfect game. And he didn't walk anybody. Nobody got a hit back to a perfect game for the Cincinnati Reds and won a World Series in 1990. James Caan, Godfather, Brian Song, died. He's passed.
I didn't know that.
Irina Cara from Flashdance.
Right.
Aaron Carter from the Teen Pop Star died. Robert Coltrane, Coolio, the Gangster's Paradise rapper, died. Queen Elizabeth, and also Prince Charles died. Andy Fletcher, from the Depeche Mode musician. Gallagher, do you remember Gallagher? Do you remember? Is that before your time, Nathan? This is the comedian that would come out on the stage, and the first three rows of the audience would put on ponchos because he called it his Vegematic was a wooden sledgehammer. He'd put watermelon out there, and he'd hit the watermelon, it would go over.
I've heard of him. This guy was hilarious.
It was physical comedy, and he discovered it one night. He just did it, and people loved it, and he made a living off this. So Gallagher.
Bob Saget, Sidney Poitier.
Gilbert Gottfried.
The Foo Fighters drummer, Taylor Hawkins. Angela Lansbury. Talk about somebody who's had an incredible career and somebody to be admired in her field of stage, cinema, and theater.
She played Frank Sinatra's mother in Manchurian Candidate. Lawrence Harvey's mother in Manchurian Candidate. He was older than her.
Yeah. She was fabulous.
Scott Hall, WWE wrestler, also known as Razor Ramon, 63 years old. But mm-hmm. He was having some problems with...
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers do from just that lifestyle.
The Seinfeld actress who played George Costanza's mother, Estelle Harris. She was 93. Franco Harris from the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2 days before they were getting ready to honor him for the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, they retired his jersey. They did all of these things for Franco Harris, and he died literally 2 days. You said the Foo Fighters drummer died.
Right.
Ann Hetch.
Yeah.
She was tortured. She was a tortured person. But she drove her car, if you remember this, into somebody's house.
Right.
And then the car literally exploded and burned.
Right.
And they rescued her, but she never made it.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh. Jerry Lee Lewis was an unapologetic wild man. Mm-hmm. William Hurt, the actor, did so many movies. Body Heat, Big Chill, Broadcast News. He was 71. Naomi Judd.
Naomi Judd
died this year. Guy Lafleur, the hockey legend who won 5 Stanley Cups. And the Woodstock co-founder, Michael Lang, passed. Woodstock. Who could forget that? Well, a lot of people, because they don't. Do you remember? Does Woodstock mean anything to you, Nathan?
I've seen a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. That was so huge back then. Jerry Lee Lewis, like Ray Liotta, The Goodfellas, Field of Dreams, he passed. Loretta Lynn. Now, Loretta Lynn has got one line in here. The country music legend died October 4th at age 88. What influence, Linda, you're a musician. You spent a lot of time in Nashville. Loretta Lynn.
She would be of the same ilk of Dolly Parton, Patsy Cline. We are watching Tammy Wynette. And she was a writer of her own music. Love the... I can't think. Coal Miner's Daughter. She grew up in
poverty.
And so did Dolly Parton. A lot of these women did. And the rough road that she led and some of the health issues. But she was an incredible performer and writer. And she's a legend.
Christine McVeigh, the Fleetwood Mac singer. Everybody knows what was the other girl's name? I say everybody knows. Obviously, I'm having problems with Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, yeah.
And but yet she sang some of their best songs
and wrote as well.
Wrote,
they're all
right.
writers, but she was 79, and she was a keyboard player for the group. But oh me,
Meatloaf. Now, it just is. I might have mentioned this sometimes during the last 15 years, but his "Bat Out of Hell" album went into combat in Desert Storm. Went into Somalia, went into Iraq, because I would bring it with me, and we'd be doing "Bat Out of Hell" as we came, going across the deserts there.
Tian Kullender, a co-founder of the asset company Amber Group, this is just sad, died in his sleep at the age of 30.
Olivia Newton-John, finally, this has come to cancer. Sheldon Nicole Nichols, the Star Trek actress, the black actress who portrayed Uhuru, and this huge ballyhoo made when Kirk kissed her, the first yes. time a white actor kissed a black actor on TV. Even though they were both forced into it by another species who
Kevin Conroy, you probably don't maybe that name.
Yeah.
He was the animated series voice actor for Batman. Passed away at 66.
The guy who did the voice of Charlie Brown, Peter Robbins, died. Ivan Reitman, the Ghostbusters and Animal House director. Bill Russell, NBA legend, won 11 NBA titles. Okay, Bobby Rydell.
Mm.
He was in the 50s and early in 60s, Bye Bye Birdie Star, Teen Idol. And you said Bob Saget. Saget.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Seals of Seals and Croft, Vin Scully, Kim Simmons, Paul Sorvino, the actor from The Goodfellas, and father of Mia Sorvino. If you saw his face, you know who it was.
Yes, Paul Sorvino. Totally.
Ivana Trump.
It was in every kind of gangster film.
Yeah. Fred Ward. Okay. Did you ever see Tremors?
Really like him.
The Right Stuff. Remo Williams. He played a lot of different roles throughout his life.
Leslie Jordan. He was known, the actor known for roles in Will and Grace, Call Me Cat, and American Horror Story. It died at the age of 67 after a car crash. I mean, these are, you know.
Shinzo Abe, the former Japanese prime minister, was assassinated July 8th. Ugh. Madeleine Albright, the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Jennifer Aniston's dad died. You know, he's not real famous, but you know her. The former Marion Barber, Dallas Cowboy. Yeah, Jules Bass, the director, producer, and composer behind Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and Santa Claus, is coming to town.
Kazuki,
you love those shows.
Yes, I do. Kazuki Takahashi. Who is this guy? He's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Creator. He died July 4th while trying to save three others from drowning, just 60 years old.
Robert Clary, the Holocaust survivor who played Corporal Louis LeBeau on Hogan's Heroes. He was the last one still alive. He died, of course, he died at age 96. Alabama co-founder Jeff Cook passed. Lynn Dawson, Hall of Fame, Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame quarterback. Tony Dow. Okay, you know who Tony Dow is? Leave It to Beaver. He played Wally Cleaver. Showed up at the audition because his friend did.
That's right.
He was a swimmer. And he showed up at the audition because his friend did. They hired Wally. They hired Tony for the role. And he said, you know what? That completely affected his life, first of all. He never could get another role. It's like George Reeves playing Superman. Because when they'd see him, they'd think of Wally from Leave It to Beaver.
Gavin Escobar, he was a Dallas Cowboy tight end, died on September 28th after an apparent rock climbing incident near the, I think it's called Taquitos Peak Fire Lookout in Southern California. He was 31 years old. The Dallas Cowboy paid tribute to Escobar, writing on Twitter, "Forever in our hearts."
Louise Fletcher, the Oscar-winning actress for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, something that was required reading in a college course I was taking, and a great actress. Clarence Gilliard Jr., he played in Die Hard. Yeah, I know, we're going over Die Hard, but he also was in Walker, Texas Ranger. Mickey Gilley,
We're way over.
But he's the one that
Mickey
the country star who inspired the urban cowboy.
Yes.
Gosh, there's just we could go on and
Gillies.
On and on.
There, I mean, there's bars named Gillies. I've been there.
Well, yeah, that was his bar, and that, you know, that's where Urban Cowboy came from.
Yeah, and definitely the whole like line dancing. Let's take a break. We're going to be right back here on KCNR. Carla Linda Bott, we're kind of going over notable deaths.
Dr. Johnny Fever, Howard Hesper.
Of 2022.
Passed.
And, you know, God bless your families and their hearts, but we'll be right back after these messages. Very quick break. This is the last Friday episode for 2022 here on
the last.
We'll be right back.
This is the last time we're going to be on in 2022.
Yeah.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit windriver.com and find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey,
and
welcome back.
Way, yes. This song is going to make it into 2023.
All right. So,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
So we're both going to say, shut up and dance with me. Let's put our little mouths and be, shut up and dance with me.
Shut up and dance with me. Yes. Hey, it's our last show of the year. here on Friday, the 30th of December, 8:53 in the morning. And Linda, you've got a bunch of little quick things.
Well, okay, quick things, because this is from Good Housekeeping, all right? And I talk about, you know, what kind of New Year's resolutions can you do that's not about, like, costing you a bunch of money about there. It's a mindfulness. The number one, build a better budget. That's something that Carl and I talked about doing following the Dave Ramsey, where you actually put cash in an envelope. I've never done this before, but I want to try it. And I think it makes sense. So you put money in an envelope and then you print it out. Like, how are you going to spend money on groceries? Really, we're going to do that. All right. We talked about it doing it last year, but we didn't do it. So we're going to try to do this year.
We've talked about it for 15 years.
We have not talked about the envelope.
We've talked about a budget for 15 years.
Yeah. Practice mindfulness. You know, anxiety. We have a lot of anxiety in our life. So just being mindfulness means doing everything you can to be grateful for what you have in the moment, what you have in life, and who you are right now. Beautiful. Cooking something new each week. So like that. Read more books. You know, of course, it's a good time to snuggle up with books. And you read a lot of books. And I've got some stacked by my bed that I need to get into. Create a cleaning schedule you'll stick to. You know, it doesn't mean you have to do deep cleaning. That's a big ask. But just to, you know, we talk about, you know, number, drink less alcohol. Start meal prepping,
Our kids do that.
Commit to a healthier sleep routine, which I agree to. There's a lot of people who need to do that. Yeah, I mean, there's like a hygiene thing that happens, a light in the room that happens, get your cell phones away from the bed that happens, all kinds of things that, number 10, join a club. Okay, that might be a one hobby thing that doesn't cost anything. Quit smoking. Learn to love vegetables like that. Prioritize annual health screenings. I did that yesterday. I called all my doctors to find out what my appointments were. Become a plant owner, number 15. Take the stairs, 16. Start doing yoga with your partner, 17. I like that because when you're flexible in your body, you're flexible in life. I believe in that. All right. So plan a vacation, which is great. Doesn't have to be anything that costs money. It could be something that would be within your town. Head to a day spa. Make time for cuddling and drink up, meaning your water, hydrate. You know, I'm all about that. I really believe you can be dehydrated. So many ailments are about being dehydrated. And finally, chill out.
Oh, can I say that to you?
It's just constantly feeling angry and pissed off, especially if women, can lead to less than desirable long-term effects on your holistic health.
If there's times that I see you kind of stressing in one of the other 20 things you just said, can I look at you and look you in the eyes and say, hey, chill out?
Yeah.
I can? Will I be alive afterwards?
And I could tell you to drink up.
You can.
What does that mean? Not alcohol.
No, water.
Hydrate.
Nathan, what do you want to achieve next year? I mean, besides all these 20 things, I mean, is there any changes you want to make?
Oh.
Or things you want to do?
You know, I just want to, you know, keep maintaining a happy road,
good.
I guess.
That's good. A good one.
Good. What about you, hon? I mean, these things I know you just said.
No, I want to declutter. I really need to declutter, and I say that I hold on to clothes that I've had for 20 or 30 years.
You still have crowns from Miss California.
Well, I'm
going to
always
keep
those. Yes, I'm going to keep my Miss America crown. And then I also, not that I was Miss America, but it's from the Miss America pageant. Of course I'm going to keep that. Every now and then I look at it, it makes me feel happy. But I have these gowns. Anyway, long story short, I have three closets. They're filled with a lot of clothes. And sometimes I'll pull something out that's 30 years old, and there's things that I miss, but I need to declutter my life.
I've said this before. I said it last night. And what this year, I want to look out like I'm in Tenet, California, in this prairie out there, and there's 3 feet of snow, and there's not one mark on that snow, not one track. And I want to start this year fresh to try to let go of all those things that builds up on us and start this year off with people, with ideas, totally fresh. I hope everybody out there has a very, very safe New Year's. And may this coming year, 2023, be the best.
Random acts of kindness. Be careful when you're driving. Be mindful when you're driving. You don't have to be so hurried. People are going to understand. I'm a little late because I was driving in the rain.
Be patient. That's one of the big things I really want to work on is patience. Because I have a tendency not to be patient. Because I'm driven at times. But I'm really going to try and take a step back this year.
So be kind to yourself is what I'm hearing. Is that all of us are talking about.
We've also got to be easier on ourselves.
Yeah.
Also. Okay, everybody.
Thank you so much for being with us on
this year, 2022.
Yeah.
The other 14.
We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate our sponsors. The people have sponsors have become friends through all these years. So, God bless America and God bless you. And Carl, I love you.
And I love you. God bless America.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.